Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. Man, can this change your life? We walk by faith and not by sight. That means we trust what God says and we don't worry about anything else. That's really the bottom line of it for the Christian. Learn to trust what God says. God is not a man that he can lie. He will not deceive you. He will not trick you. He's not playing jokes. You can trust God with absolutely everything in absolutely every situation. There's not one thing in your life that you cannot trust him with, because he is absolutely faithful to you, because he loves you. So you walk by faith and not by sight. Walking by sight is a trick that Satan uses against us. And one of the reasons it works is because in order to get around in the world physically, we have to look at things. If you're driving the car and you close your eyes, you're going to be in trouble. Nobody drives a car and says, I'm not going to drive by sight, I'm going to drive by faith and not look at the road. You're going to get into a car accident. But that's not what it's talking about here, but that's how Satan trains us. He says, well, you have to evaluate your circumstances. You have to evaluate what's going around in the world. What is your environment like? What is the atmosphere like where you are? How are things going? How are things looking? Are they favorable or are they not favorable? This is all sight. Sight is not a good evaluation. And it's not a good evaluation for a whole lot of different reasons. But it's not a good evaluation. If I actually try to walk by sight as far as the appearance of things, and sometimes people do that, they'll judge other people because of the way that it appears. How they look, what they're doing, what have you, the way it looks gives them trouble. Well, that's not the story. Your brain receives information from your eyes. However, the information that it receives is not what you think it is. You only receive information about 1/10 of what you think you see. So if you want to get an idea of what you can actually see, block out 90% in front of your face. Just put your hands in front of your face and block out 90%. Then you have some idea of what the brain has to work with. The way it works is what it does receive, it sends to different parts of the brain according to the different shapes and colors and what have you. And then the brain compares it to a catalog. And then according to the catalog, it'll paint you a picture. And the picture that it paints is what you think you see. But you only see 10% of what you think you see. So that means under the best of circumstances, we have only 10% of information to work with. And that's before all the problem areas come in. Now, you take things in through your entire life. Ever since the day you were born, you started taking in information. Now, you're not aware of all the things you take in. That's one of the reasons why it's so important to guard your heart, to watch out what you take in. Because your brain will accept it in an area of the mind called the unconscious mind. There's three parts to the mind. There's the conscious mind, which is all the stuff you're aware of. There's the subconscious mind, which is all the stuff you could be aware of if your attention is brought to it. For example, right now, you're not thinking of your phone number until I just said you're not thinking of your phone number, and now the phone number pops into your head. That's the subconscious mind. The things you're not thinking about but could very easily bring to mind should the topic come up. The third part is the unconscious mind, and this is the biggest, by far the biggest part of the mind. The unconscious mind you have no control over at all. The unconscious mind will accept absolutely everything, and it'll accept it as though it is truth. It doesn't matter what it is. You may know consciously that it's nonsense, but the unconscious mind will accept it as real. It doesn't matter what it is. The unconscious mind then sends all this information when you're thinking about something. For example, people are afraid of things sometimes and they don't know why. They have no reason to be. And they'll tell you, I don't know why I'm like this, but I'm afraid of it. It doesn't have to be just what they're afraid of. It can be anything. There's certain areas that give them problems, and they know intelligently that they shouldn't give them problems. They know intelligently that they should be able to deal with this. They have no good reason for this to give them problems, but it gives them problems. And the reason for that, though, is the unconscious mind. Something got into the unconscious mind. They're not aware of it. That's why it's called unconscious. But it's very active. So all these things that have no real definition to them are controlling their thinking. Well, that's a part of walking by sight. The beauty about faith is that that has a source, and it's a source outside of my own mind. That has a source in the Word of God. Faith comes by the hearing of the Word of God in Romans 10:17. Now, God is absolutely reliable. What He says in John 17:17 is truth. I may think something is true, but in reality, I can't be sure. I may even see something and think it is true, but in reality, I can't be sure because of the way the brain works. One of my favorite examples of this is some research they did in New York in front of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in Manhattan. There's a lot of people there, and some researchers, with the cooperation of the police department, staged a mugging. And they wanted to know what response to the mugging the bystanders would have, the people who saw it. And once the mugging took place, researchers dressed as police came and they started interviewing the witnesses. It was not a real mugging. It was a fake mugging. And the witnesses told each of the researchers, dressed as police officers, exactly what they saw. No two people's account was the same. Some people said it was a man. Some people said it was a woman. Some people said the person was white. Some people said the person was black. Some people said they were dressed like this. Other people said they were dressed this different way. Nobody could agree. But everybody, to the best of their ability, was telling them what they thought was the truth. But it wasn't. And then when they showed them the video recording of what took place, nobody could believe how different it was from what they were describing. Their pictures were painted by the brain, but they were very deeply influenced by the unconscious mind. Things that they had no control over. This is why we walk by faith. Nothing except for faith taps us into that which is real. We can't really get a good grasp on reality if we simply walk by sight and with natural thinking apart from the Word of God. Thinking apart from the Word of God will depend on me, on my very unreliable brain with my very unreliable experiences. I may gather information, but I don't always know how to use it. And the information isn't always reliable. But with God, it's always reliable. Faith comes by the hearing of the Word of God, and the Word of God is truth. The advantage that the believer has is that as we go to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us about the Word of God. Have you ever had it happen in church? Probably you have. I'd be surprised if you hadn't. Where the message is going forward, and all of a sudden you're thinking to yourself, he's talking about me. That's me. He's talking about me. And maybe you even wonder to yourself, did somebody tell him? Nobody told him. If they tried, he wouldn't have listened anyway. Nobody told him. But the Holy Spirit knows it. And as the message is coming out, the Holy Spirit is taking the words that are spoken and he's applying them to your life. The Holy Spirit is very reliable. He knows all things. He is God. So the Word of God is used by God for your life. He's very faithful to do that. When you walk by faith, you are walking by the things that God gives you about your life, your circumstances, your details, but they're coming as definition from God. So God is the one who tells you this is what it really is when you walk by faith. And God will tell you it's not about you. God will tell you don't have to be afraid of it. God will tell you you don't have to try to figure it out. God will tell you the decisions that you make, you're not on your own with. God will tell you, if you trust me, then I'll take you by the hand and I will guide you. If you acknowledge me, I'll make sure you make all the right choices. And then afterwards, when I make those choices, if a challenge comes, we say to ourselves, oh, did God really do that? Of course he did. He gave a promise. He can't lie. But why do people think that just because God brought them into something, that it's not going to be without its challengings? Of course it's going to have challenges. Challenges cause us to grow. Challenges cause us to get to know him. Challenges cause us to get to know the love of God. Of course there's going to be challenges. Sometimes people think, well, I followed God, I walked in faith, and now I have these challenges. Boy, was that a mistake. No, you did everything right, and it brought you to where you're supposed to be. It brought you into challenges that will get you to know God. God's purpose for us is not to make everything easy. God's purpose for us is to have us know him. His purpose for us is a relationship with him. Not so that we don't have to worry about everything. Not so that everything is a piece of cake. As a teacher, there were a lot of students who I thought, this kid has a lot of character. And then there were also a lot of students that I thought, how is this child even alive? And one of the biggest differences was challenges. Some kids had challenges in their life, but they also had love in their life from their family. And that was a good balance. When that challenge came, it didn't overwhelm them because they knew they were loved. And the result of it was that it built their character. They could get through it. And they could actually even prosper because of it. The ones that you kind of wonder, how did you ever get this far in life? They were the most spoiled kids you've ever seen. They got everything they wanted. They got it when they wanted. They got all this stuff. But they never had character. They never had a challenge. Sometimes the parents made sure they wouldn't have challenges. And it destroyed them. We need challenges. By sight, I wouldn't want challenges. But by faith, I recognize that I need them. And without them, my life will not be a quality life. Now, what Satan does, and he did this in the garden, he lies to people. And he said to Eve in the garden, first of all, when God said, if you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. This was in Genesis 2:17. Satan said to Eve in Genesis 3:4, you're not going to die. So all of a sudden he says, don't rely on God. Don't trust God. God's not trustworthy. You're not going to die. You can't trust what he's saying. And then he tries to twist things. And in verse 5 of Genesis 3, he said to her, God knows in the day that you eat from this tree of knowledge of good and evil, your eyes are going to be open and you're going to be as gods, knowing good from evil. Well, did that actually happen for them? Yeah, their eyes got open, but man, that was the end of the story for them. It's not that they knew good from evil, it's that they became a total mess. He lied to them. Satan will lie to you. He does that. Satan will lie to you. Satan will distract you from truth. Satan will lie to you about situations. Satan will lie to you about people. Satan will lie to you. He is a liar and he is the father of all lies. If he's talking, he is lying. And he'll tell you that God can't be trusted. He'll say, look at this how it looks. That tree is a mighty fine-looking tree, isn't it, Eve? You know what he left out about the tree of knowledge of good and evil? He didn't tell Eve this part. In Ezekiel 31:18, the tree of knowledge of good and evil was Satan's tree. When God told them to avoid the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he was telling them, avoid Satan's tree. You don't want anything to do with Satan's tree. But Satan has this thing. He'll bring about people looking by sight. They evaluate by the appearance of things. They evaluate by what things seem to be according to their natural thinking apart from God. And he says, that's what you can trust. Trust yourself. Well, you didn't make yourself. How are you going to trust yourself? You don't cause yourself to grow. How are you going to trust yourself? You didn't design yourself. How are you going to trust yourself? You don't have the ability to keep yourself alive forever. How are you going to trust yourself? You don't even have the ability to not age. How are you going to trust yourself? What ability do you have in yourself at all over yourself? None whatsoever. We don't live that way. We live by faith. When we live by faith, we tap into everything that God is and everything that God does. The entire kingdom of God is available to you. God desires to give you all of it. The Word of God says that it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So he wants to give you the whole nine yards. By faith, we receive that. By faith, we tap into it. If I need something, and it's something tangible, something detailed in the world, it can be something like money or food or clothes or friends or what have you. If I need something, I can receive it by faith. There's nothing you can't receive by faith. I didn't say God's going to give you a Cadillac, but God will give you everything you need. And when my heart delights in Him, He'll even give me everything I want. And you get it all by faith. Why? Faith is your connection to God. Do you know how you come to your parents and say, this is what I need, and they give it to you? That's like faith. The way that you would come to your parents and say, this is what I need, and they give it to you, faith does that for you with God. You're before God and you're trusting Him and you're living in faith, and God says, I know exactly what you need, and because you are tapped into me, because you're tied into me, I'll give it to you. I'll take care of you in it. You have a problem, God said, I'll fix it for you. Because you're living in faith. You're tied into me. Whenever I'm tied into God like that, it's called faith. Now, if I'm not, Romans 14:23 says, whatever is not of faith is sin. So that becomes a problem. But I don't have to live in sin. I can live in faith all the time. And the way you live in faith all the time is really simple. You think with God's word. You don't become self-centered. You realize it's not about you. You realize it's about your relationship to God. Everything is about your relationship to God. You may not see the connection, but it is. It's about your relationship to God. The fact that I can't understand something doesn't mean it's not real. It just means that I don't understand it. You go and you live in faith. You trust God in your details. You do things God's way. And God takes care of everything for you. If you decide to do it your own way, God will allow that. But you won't have His help. When you live in faith, you don't need His help. He does everything. Literally everything. People who live in faith, they don't sometimes even have to ask God for things. He just does them. Yes, He does want us to talk to Him. Yes, He does want us to ask Him. But their relationship to Him gets to be so close that He'll just do it because He knows their need. And because it is their need, He'll take care of it even before they talk to Him about it. Faith is what makes you really close to God. You can trust Him with everything. He created everything. He created because He loves you. He lives inside of you, the same one that created everything that exists, the entire universe and everything in it. He's the one that lives inside of you. He's the one that says He loves you with an everlasting love. He's the one who takes care of you in everything. If He's taking care of you, there's nothing that you actually need because He provides everything. This is why it's so much better to walk in faith. When you're walking in faith, you have completely accessed everything that God is and does for you. There's nothing that He will withhold from you. All you need to do is trust Him. Amen? If you don't know that you're going to go to heaven when you die, pray in your heart, Lord Jesus, I accept You as my Savior. I accept Your gift of mercy and what You have done on the cross. Save my soul. Take me to heaven when I die and give me a relationship with You now as You come into my heart and live.